Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
It's not too late for Zach Wilson to fuck your mom. Welcome to a Frank Reichless edition of Part We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host and Eagles fan, Daniel Hartigan. Great, no, and it's not a problem. It's actually good to go undefeated. I don't want to hear anything otherwise.
Dude, you're not running the table. It's a 17-game season. I'm sorry. Shout out to my dudes, the 72 Dolphins. It's not going to happen, bro. Like,
I can't believe
you got to drop one soon. Not only are you not going to run the table? You need to lose soon, like right now.
You want those guys to pop champagne and clink glasses and smoke cigars? Rob, I don't care about 72 fucking Dolphins.
Rob loves sports in the 70s and further beyond.
I love history. Don't rain on their 50th anniversary parade. That's whack. Let them have 50 years of just enjoying life, you know?
Guys, I'm gonna introduce us out of order today. That voice you hear is obviously very funny comedian, host of the Inconsistent podcast, and Raiders fan, Rob Hayes. Rob, welcome
and national
back to the
champion,
show.
National champion, UGA alum. But yes, I am a Raiders fan. It is sad that, you know, the biggest highlight of the year is pushing a cameraman down.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad all the way around. When Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams posted that picture and they were like, "This is the last dance," I didn't know they both were going for Scottie Pippen after the last dance. Like, I didn't know that they both were trying to fill the year with drama. But that's what's going on.
Rob, when I asked you to do the show, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, "Hey, Raiders got a couple wins. A couple weeks from now, you guys will be at 500. You want to do the show?" And you were like,
"Yeah,
absolutely."
I saw the Saints and the Jags and who else was ahead of us? And I was like, "Yeah, we're going to be in great shape by the time 17. It's time for me to do the show."
I'm sorry.
Happy to be here. You know, sorry, I love football.
With us, as always, Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, why can't your team run the football?
Oh, who cares? Who cares about it? They had a tough D-line. We win games every single way that you can win them. We're the Chiefs, baby.
Except for with running the ball, but that's
running
okay.
Running the ball, that's not, yeah. That's
yeah.
Everyone's got problems.
Rounding us out, Washington Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, Perp Cousins got his revenge on Sunday. Thoughts?
Whatever, man. I can't believe shirtless. Now every white guy with no abs is shirtless.
Adam
oh, he's
Sheffield.
Got abs.
Yo, hey,
I know Kirk. People... Hey, Perp got his, but what it led to, unacceptable.
Kirk had like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle abs. He had like
nah,
all
he's crazy.
The abs.
I don't like Adam Schefter taking his shirt off, man. I don't really appreciate that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? And also, don't do the Antonio Brown dance, because you wouldn't do that to his face. They owe him some money. I wish you could copyright dances and sue people like you could do with music. Because don't do the put your shit on dance unless you really was riding with Antonio Brown for real, you know?
Especially when you just took your shit off.
Yeah.
Come on, Adam. Hey, what do we want to touch on? Do you want to do some Georgia Bulldogs. Let's talk about you want to talk about the Raiders?
Let's talk about it.
I mean, it feels like we touched it.
I love all football, man. I love Pop Warner football. Shout out to the Sandtown Vikings. Shout out to the Maze High Raiders. You know what I'm saying? My high school football team, the Brown Middle School Dolphins. Shout out to y'all, man. And, of course, the University of Georgia Bulldogs should have never not been number one. They're the national champions. We saw them in full display. Remember they played Notre Dame? No, you don't. You don't remember them. Remember they destroyed Oregon? You know, like what do they got to do? What do they got to do? Tennessee? We do that all the time. Like, why number three? If you're gonna put us not at number one, at least make us top two and not the two. Well, but you're going to make us number three?
Because Ohio State is always number two all the time. Every year, three glances of college football, that's the only thing I know to be all.
That's whack, man.
It's required for people in the Midwest. The Midwest needs Ohio State to be number two or they ain't going to watch. This is TV strategy, marketing.
When can we get love to our article? Because we are the University of Georgia. Like, when can we? It's in the name. Like, when can we give our article some love?
Can I touch on something else real quick that just hit me? Naming a football team the Dolphins is funny as shit. Like, every other nickname is like, all right, they're all the other dogs. Yeah. Yes. Raiders, mm-hmm. That's a person mm-hmm. who's a pirate. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like, yeah, what if we were Dolphins?
No, this is what happened, okay? Because there are no Dolphins in Atlanta. This before the Georgia Aquarium, okay? They had a bunch of kids in elementary school vote on what the mascot for a new school was going to be. And kids knew they weren't going to that school. Instead of first week of school, asking the kids who actually go there. I was in the first class at Brown. So we could have voted, but no, they had some elementary school kids we never met, and they saw Dolphins as a choice, snickered, and then made us the Dolphins and made our colors royal and teal because they did not care. They weren't going to our school. So now we got these whack colors and whack mascot, and then someone did research on, like, Dolphins are smart. And we didn't have teams in our middle school. We had pods because Dolphins are in pods. Real whack. Real whack.
Dolphins are smart. We're going
to pick that for ourselves.
Dolphins are smart. Dolphins are very sexually healthy.
All right. Perfect for middle school. Perfect exactly. For middle school. You know what I'm saying? Got them new bones. You know what I mean?
We're fully off the rails. I'm going to put us back on. Let's start the show the way we do every week by talking about what we hated about watching football the week before. Danny, why don't you kick us off?
Sure. We'll get back to real football. I hated that on Sunday night, I felt what it was like to be on the other side of a Chris Collinsworth jizz fest. Lately, when I've witnessed Collinsworth boner rip up through his suit pants, it's been exclusively for Patrick Mahomes. That's who he usually gets hard for. But mm-hmm. the other night, with our offense playing like Mr. Bean out there for three quarters, I got a full facial of Derrick Henry worship that was definitely not consensual. My blood pressure had spiked. I was working on a rough, like, football stress migraine. The last thing I wanted to sit through after every fucking play was this turkey neck fuck acting like the Vince McMahon meme. The fucking, the eyes blazing, jizzing all over the fucking wrestling mats.
The jizz is only implied in the meme. The jizz is only implied.
It's there. It was all over Mike Tirico's shirt. I mean, the sounds... The fucking sounds this guy makes, I just now realized how irritating that is. He's like, oh, when this guy's coming at you, look out. Oh, he's an absolute load to block. Oh, he's jamming it right down their throats. Is this color commentary or are you just reading Pornhub captions? Thank God our defense basically made Derrick Henry disappear the entire second half. And we won the game thanks to the unimpeachable perfection of Patrick Mahomes. But now, all you fans of loser teams, I finally understand what you're going through. It sucks, And now they just flexed the Chiefs-Chargers game in 2 weeks to Sunday Night Football. So I have to hope he can keep his dick in his pants around Austin Eckler, or it's going to be another long night with Chris C.
Yeah, Tirico and Collinsworth are still figuring out their chemistry. We know it's a new team. They're only halfway through. And I don't think Tirico knows how to deal with exactly what you're talking about, with Collinsworth just completely falling all over himself for whoever the player is that week that he wants to just suck off. And Tirico's like, yeah, man, it's a good game.
he's getting completely drenched there, like not able to get a word in edgewise because he's got to clean the shit out of his eyelashes with a Kleenex every time.
Oh my God.
Right. You gotta do what I do. I don't listen to the commentators. I don't think they smarter than me. I turn the game on mute. I turn on some Gucci Mane. That's how I really watch football.
Nice. Now that's smart. Good.
Smart.
Like on a semi-related note, when I'm elected mayor of Los Angeles, no more pornos where the guys talk too much. Say hi, say bye. I don't want to hear from you. And furthermore, pornos where the camera guy is talking? Ooh. Absolutely not. Get out. Get out.
You don't like mockumentary porn?
Fuck no. Get out of my city. Take that shit to Lancaster, bro. No.
You don't want a
Vlad
TV?
Hell no.
You're right. Anything with a pregame interview in porn... It's just as useless as the NFL pregame.
But I did, Rob, that's a great idea. A porno that starts like a Vlad TV interview and it ends as a POV video.
And he's just complaining about beat selection. And you're like, yeah, this is the 2001.
clip that, save that. You were saying, Dan.
Rob, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
Come on, man. My Raiders, they was up 20-0. You know, we was having a good time. Earlier this season, we was seeing popping champagne too early in the game, you know, and it felt like that again. I have friends that are Jaguars fans, and the sportsman that I am, I didn't text them talking trash because I know what they're going through. So I didn't even talk any trash. And then, you know, I forgot we're a first half team. You know, like what Tom Brady can't do in the first half with some of these greats, you know, that they got to come back, you know, in the second half. You know, we don't have that. We're a real first half team. And in the second half, we don't even show up. So, you know, I forgot that. So, it's you know, living out here in L.A., not having the DirecTV package, I do get a few chances to watch my team blow leads, and this weekend that was one of them. So yeah,
did you believe the hype before the season with Devontae Adams coming in and
getting
Chandler Jones and
we
all
was
that
one shit play away from beating the team that lost to the team. That's transfer property. That's almost a championship right
that's
there.
Like, we, that's like 83 plays away.
We almost beat the Bengals who had a decent Super Bowl. You know, so I'm thinking we in there. We add Devontae. I mean, KC and JoJo's cool, but when you add Devontae, you get Jones.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
I'm hyped. Plus, they are cool with each other. You know, like, I didn't know anyone like Derek Carr, period. And so it's like, all right, Devontae likes Derek Carr. Yeah.
Why'd Bisaccia have to go? And what's the McDaniels read on your end? Are you sick of this guy? Are you done? Do you want to give him time?
I don't know. Cause I've been calling for his head since before like early in the game. And then I was like, all right, it seems like we putting it together, you know. And now I don't know what we need to do. I really don't. That's the thing. I don't even know like what direction. I want all the people to Gruden traded away back, first off. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got rid of Gruden. Khalil Mack comes back. Amari Cooper comes back. All the people he got rid of, we need those people back.
Antonio Brown put that shit on.
Gruden got him, but whatever we gave up for him, whatever like money we gave up for him, we need that back. You know, whatever we gave to Pittsburgh or whatever, yeah, give us that back.
I don't like the visor look that he sports, not because it's just a visor. A lot of coaches do that, but he has like the silver spikes coming out the front. I don't know if you've seen the McDaniels look, and I think it's like a silver and black tie-in where he's trying to ingratiate himself to the fans, but it's an odd look when you're losing. I don't like it.
Plus, we got new fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that appeals more to the Oakland fans. We got a new tradition. We got some Vegas fans. This how bad we were this week. Chris Berman called us Vegas. He didn't even call us the Raiders. He just called us Vegas. That hurt my heart. You know what I'm saying? You stay up, you finally watching Chris Berman highlights, at least give us the Raiders one time, and he's just like, Vegas. Ooh.
Yeah, I was looking like Vegas. I was looking like Las Vegas on NBC.
We was looking like Las.
Y'all remember that show, Las Vegas?
I do.
Yeah, I remember that show. Come on, I got TNT.
I know you do.
Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
I hate about football this week? Stat graphics. I'm sick of these fucking Photoshops. Who's in charge of these Photoshops, man? Why every game you gotta give me a stat package and then do a Photoshop where fucking Travis Kelce is a bassist in a rock band?
That was bad.
Oh, how about where all the quarterbacks in the NFC East are babies? Babies with hats like D-Nice? Yo, what's going on? Like, why? Listen, stats are boring and they're supposed to be. They're fucking numbers. Just tell me the numbers. It insults my intelligence, to be quite honest.
That's not for you.
Well, I'm the one watching, dog. Why the fuck?
That's for children in the room. You're supposed to be looking at the numbers.
Watch
the little graphics and the little band and stuff. That's for your 3-year-old that's in the room that doesn't really want to watch football.
Fuck that. Fuck him and fuck that. They keep moving the numbers around. They're putting the fucking graphic, the stats on a roller coaster sometimes. Shit's moving around.
Yeah, that's not for you. That's not for you. That's for the babies.
Rob, the game is for me. That's why I bought a digital antenna so I could watch the game. The baby didn't put in on that.
Yeah, Jamel, you're just trying to see who the NFC leader in interceptions thrown is. You don't care about the carnival pie eating contest.
Yeah, making them look like anime heroes. I don't need it.
They're trying to get the anime people involved, man. They're trying to make the game bigger.
It's outreach.
Yeah.
I see your point, Rob.
Do they get writers for those? Do they get comedy writers in the building to come up with these? Because that's a job I wouldn't mind finding out about.
Just new scenarios?
I don't think it's its own role. I think that's part of the problem. If it was its own role, it would probably be better. But unfortunately, that's something that they piled onto some editor. They're like, oh, yeah, also make it fun, you know?
This fucking
jazz it up a little bit.
I'm through with it.
Quickly, what I hated about football this week was the Colts hiring Jeff Saturday as their interim head coach. He has zero coaching experience on a college or NFL level. I guess he coached a high school a couple years ago. I think they had a terrible record.
Oh, no.
I just don't know how we got here. Like, there's so many arbitrary reasons why other candidates don't get hired, and yet this dude is just like at the NFL Network, gets a cell phone call from the owner of the Colts and says, hey, do you want to coach my team? It's just in like, so Jim Irsay did a press conference last night to kind of explain himself of like why
hilarious
he's doing this experiment on a mid-season for a team. And one of his rationale was, I'm glad Jeff Saturday doesn't have NFL experience. He won't approach the job with fear.
Man, the rest of y'all scared, man. He ain't scared because he don't know what he doing, all right? What? I died laughing at their press conference.
And then they asked, you know, somebody said, hey, why should the fans trust you? And then Irsay said, I don't know how to make sausage. Long pause. He like looked around the room. He's like, I don't know what goes into sausage, but I know how to build a football team because I've been around for 52 years. Next question.
Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, it's not that hard to figure out what goes into sausage. Also, some fennel, a little bit of pork.
It's so, football fans and sausage fans, there's a lot of overlap there. I don't know if that's the right food to put down. If you're going to bring food into the equation unsolicited, I would have brought something else that football fans might not have at a tailgate.
French. I don't know how to make brioche, but
yeah.
Okay, so if it's Jeff Saturday, he's got nothing to lose, right? So I want to see Matt Ryan at fullback. I want to see crazy offensive formations, lots of risks. The guy has nothing to lose. He doesn't know.
Bring Edgerrin James back.
No.
Please.
Your man's a lineman. He's going to empower the lineman. It's going to be a lot of oh, we passed it to the tackle. You know what I'm saying? The right guard gets to run the ball. You know, center to the quarterback, back to the center. It's going to be a lot of that. You know, like your defensive line got to be on his toes because anybody can get it. That's the offense they run it. Anybody can get it.
A favor for a favor.
Literally. Yeah.
That's what I would do. If I was a lineman, I'd be like, nah, I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't get the respect y'all deserve. Fourth and goal, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Tackle, you getting the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Run some of that little giant shit where the center just farts real bad and everybody faints.
Heck yeah.
I just want Matt Ryan playing a position that's not quarterback. Can we just throw him in a game?
We'll get him.
That's all I want. That's fine. I would like that. It's like Johnny Knoxville.
Matt Ryan might have been a better candidate for coach.
Yeah. Anybody.
At least he's been out there and like, you know, knows
Reggie Wayne is this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne is on the Colts coaching staff.
Yeah.
Just as beloved of a Colt.
Well, that's
but I guess Jim Irsay doesn't trust him.
Yeah, that's more racism than anything. I mean, it really does seem like the whole press conference nailed it down. This is a very Trumpy move. Just hire somebody who's been on TV that you've seen on Sunday NFL Countdown, and you like the cut of his jib, and you think he's adjacent to football. He'll know what he's doing. Just throw him in there, make him the sanitation manager or whatever. You know, get him, make him the Secretary of Education. Because he's been around, he knows things. That's the kind of choice this is.
Yeah, Dr. Oz was busy. He probably could have called him. You know, Larry Bird said no.
Condoleezza Rice sitting right there. Yeah. She's always wanted to coach. Bring her
really?
In. Yeah, there's been rumors that she was going to coach the Browns like a year or two ago.
Also, real some commish whispers before they brought in.
Yeah, also Roger some Goodell. Commissioner shit if Goodell gets voted out. So Condi is waiting for some NFL opportunity, and it still might happen.
Is she still on the board of BCS?
Oh yeah, she's doing that too.
Because if that's the case, I might have beef with her if she had anything to do with Georgia being number three prior to this weekend. And, you know,
also the Iraq War.
Beef with Condoleezza. Yeah, that too. Hey. Georgia being number three, and then, you know, the war in Iraq right here. You know what I'm saying? The real weapon of mass destruction was us being ranked number three.
Speaking of politicians, it is election day in America.
Ugh.
There's going to be some concessions speeches given throughout the land. Or are there? Do we even do that anymore? Probably do people not. Admit loss?
I don't.
You just put a tweet up.
I don't rock with the Georgia running back that's running my office, if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, no. I was going to bring up Herschel, but maybe one of you guys are.
No, yeah, no. You know, he said he was a police officer. We have not seen him shake any criminals, stiff arm anybody, you know, that was running from the police. Hey man, some people got to sit down. You know, he's got a lot of babies that he's been shaking and stiff arming. Get out there and vote for the candidate that, you know, knows what a senator does.
We are taping this on Tuesday, so you will have already voted, or probably more likely, if you're listening to this, not voted. And
so, we, you know, Danny used this as a great opportunity to come up with a game. Let's concede something that we were wrong about on this season. Concession is in the air. These are our concessions. Danny, you want to hit us with one?
Yeah, yeah. Guys, we ran a great campaign. We fought hard, and I tried to take my case to the people, but unfortunately, QAnon has won. It looks like he doesn't suck. Now, don't get me wrong. He sucks. But more in like a Kirk Cousins way, where he can still win games, not in a Baker Mayfield way, where all of his bloopers end up on Barstool. And I know this isn't the result that we all wanted. I wanted to watch him throw wobbly ducks 10 yards in front of Tyreek all season. And then they cut to Tyreek rolling his eyes one time on the sideline, and it becomes a beloved Chiefs meme. But unlike the real QAnon, Tua's Dolphins are actually scary. He's not a 65-year-old diabetes patient in a Hillary for President A shirt. He is a legitimate threat. Tyreek and Waddle, one of those fucking guys is open on every play deep, and he keeps hitting them. It's madness. But I'm man enough to admit when I've made fun of something that turned out to be a huge success. That's basically my entire open mic career. So, Tua, I'm sorry about how much I bagged on you in the offseason, and I concede you are a top 10 quarterback. Just don't come near the Super Bowl, because nobody wants to see that shit.
Hmm. That's big of you, Danny.
Yeah, it is.
It hurts.
I dropped him when he died in the Bengals game, and I do regret doing that.
I mean, he looked like he'd been electrocuted. Yeah, he was
he bet. You're in a league with an IR? Lucky.
Yeah, he bet.
Most leagues have IRs, Jamel.
They should. Yeah, talk to your commissioner, man. That guy is a real asshole.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't be paying attention.
You probably do have an IR.
Yeah.
Just dropped him. Just like yeah, you just saw the game and you were disgusted.
I saw him get carted off. I was like, he's never playing football again.
Yeah.
Cut to 2 weeks later. Back on the field. This is America. This is the Republican-controlled America that we're probably facing when this comes up.
Rob, you got a concession?
Yeah, I would like to concede that I really thought when we beat the Broncos, you know, as a Raiders fan, that things were turning around and turning up. And, you know, I didn't realize how bad the Broncos were. And it's really, you know, is it a victory or is it just Russell Wilson stealing money, you know? And so, yeah, man, I would like to apologize to all the people that I talked trash to and said, you know, we're still in it. You know, I still believe. But we might as well put two patches on our eyes right now.
I could hear the pain in your voice when you were making that speech.
Yeah, fuck.
It's tough. For real.
It's tough.
I'm sorry, man.
We all
but
thought-
I see that you're still wearing a Raiders shirt, which we have decided on this show, you know, everybody, it's Victory Monday. Everybody wears their gear out when their team plays well. When they need you most is when they suck. That's when you should be wearing their stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I still talk trash at Trader Joe's and stuff. You know, I'm still out here. You know, I'm happy that the Rams aren't good while we're struggling. That does help. That does help that the Rams are having a tough time, too. Living in L.A., wearing another team's gear while the L.A. team is good, it's no fun. No fun. Yeah,
but nobody really likes the Rams.
And that's why it's even less fun.
That's why
nobody likes the Rams saying. Until they good. Until, like, Super Bowl Sunday. Then it was like Rams City, you know?
Where did all the flags go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's when Odell got injured and he was gone, they thought now, you know, he's a free agent. We're basically just rolling with fucking Aaron Donald and Matt Stafford. And Matt Stafford fell apart. So they've got
Where's Odell at? Shout out to Matt Stafford. You know what I'm saying? You know where he went to school with your boy. You know, ate with him at the dining hall one time. I'll never forget it. He'll never remember it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Matt Stafford.
What y'all eat? What day was it? What was in there?
Burger day?
It was at Snelling Dining Hall. You know what I'm saying? I think it was like a Wednesday. I know I had tater tots, you know.
Hey now.
I'm not sure what he was eating, but you know, I was like, man, that's dude right there. He got a cannon. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch him put his tray up. It's gonna be crazy. And man, arm is sick. You know what I'm saying? Yo, y'all brace yourselves when you put that tray up, man.
Nah, that's sure. That's a good look.
I'm gonna cut the line right now and make a concession myself. And Jamel, I'd like to address you directly, ooh, if I may. Woo! This is year four of us doing this show, and each year there comes a point in the season where we and I hype up your stupid team because they inexplicably go on a 3-game winning streak. And I do it because I want to see you excited. I want to see you happy. I want you to have a good time. I want you to loosen up on the show. But today, I'm here to announce that I'll never do that to you again. Ever. I promise I won't tell you that the Commanders are good. Mm. I promise I won't hype you up when Matthew McConaughey and Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z buy the team together. I won't bring it up. Even when your team moves to Woodbridge, Virginia, where you're from, and continue to rep, I won't talk about it with you. I know it's painful. I've seen it. I felt it. So this is my pledge to you. Never again.
Damn, I might cry right now. Thanks, dude.
I'm sorry.
You have no idea what that means to hear.
It's just not going to happen. I don't
There was a couple years where I wanted to hit you. When we used to do this in person and you would say it, there was a part of me that wanted to put the mic down and punch you. And
wow.
I'm glad that I didn't. Let me start there.
Yeah, we weren't taping it yet, so that would have been a waste.
It would have been a waste because we probably would have went viral. Yeah. Yeah. And I'd also like to listen, I gotta get it off my chest. I have to make a concession right now. I think the name Commanders is kind of good. I still think the team is bad. Now listen.
No, don't do this.
Listen, Dan. I still hate the team, the organization as a label and a crew. But the name, I kind of get it. Because it's not a cop thing, guys. It's a military thing. And I believe this is a nod to the black fan base. Every black person that I know in DC is connected to the military or the government in some way, because being in the military is one of six safe jobs you can have as a black person in America.
Safe?
Technically safe.
Okay.
Like the odds
in America.
Living in America and being in the military in America is safe.
Now, once they ship you somewhere, it's different.
That is not, those are different numbers.
But when
those
you're in America, you got your fatigues on, the boots.
Amazing. Yeah. You're good as shit.
You're going to first class on your Southwest flight.
You on the base and you getting discounts and stuff?
Fire. Saying, that's what I'm saying. You getting 20% off, you getting 15% off a Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Free layaway.
You work the cafeteria insurance at the Pentagon. You good?
Exactly.
I didn't mean to derail you.
It's kind of a lot of people I know are in the military, especially from Woodbridge, Virginia, and a lot of those people are Commandments fans. And another thing, it gives me new jokes about the team. I was tired of saying dead skins, Fred skins,
team skins,
shirt skins. Potato skins. I've done all of them. I've done every skins joke I could think of. Four skins. Thank you, Rob. Done them all. Okay. But now I get a whole new thing. Commandments, condiments, salamanders. I tried out salamanders this weekend. People loved it. I'm just saying I got some new options. They put the DC flag on the side of the jerseys. We didn't look like the Steelers. I think I'm cool with the name.
Wow. Are you going to buy some Commander shit? some lights.
I might get one of those. I might get one of those black jerseys. I still think the way they put the name on it is dumb as hell because it looks like the challenge. It looks like the MTV challenge logo, which is bad. But the DC patch on the side of the sleeve, that was kind of enough for me.
Look, that's Jay-Z's portion of the deal. He's gonna restyle the team to make it look.
He's gonna make us look like the Cardinals jersey he wore in the fucking Streets is Watching video.
The last time an Arizona Cardinals jersey looked good, I guess Fitzgerald in 2008, but that one was, this one was better.
It was actually better, like stylist, like just the Arizona flag on the side and the, yeah.
And then Jay-Z had dinner with Jeff Bezos right down the street last night talking about this.
Where at?
Horses.
Oh, West they Hollywood. Went to horses, of course. All the fucking rich fucks. You have to wake up at midnight on the night that is 30 days exactly before they open up the reservation you want in order to have a prayer of getting into that place.
How much is the food?
Too much.
$100 a plate? $250?
Yeah, it's not that bad, I guess, but it's more than it should be for fucking truffle fries.
Can you get like a horse? Can you eat horse? Do they serve horse burgers or something?
They have a horse meat challenge. It's like a 72-ounce horse steak you have to eat in front of every. If you can eat it in under 2 hours,
oh,
you own the Washington Commanders.
Hey, I got Cole Holcomb on my fantasy team. He's been racking up the points, tackling, and doing defense and whatnot. So
you're in a league with a defense?
IDP. Oh,
yeah. What kind of fantasy do you live with? There's no defense.
Well, you got defense. So you know. Now, is it Cole Holcomb IDP or is it the Commanders defense?
I got both. We do both. We do one defensive player and a full defense. Cole Holcomb is good. The y'all Commanders defense ain't never scored enough points for me. I might drop them soon. You know what I'm saying?
Like, not a great call defensively wise.
But I got the Bills defense. They straight, you know.
Yeah, Titans defense, probably the best defense for the rest of the year for those looking for one. And the Colts ain't a bad play either.
Their defense is fine. The Eagles.
Whatever.
In a couple weeks.
Come on.
Next.
Saying maybe
oh yeah, also if you're looking for a receiver, look up who's ever playing the Falcons that week. Mm-hmm. And you'll rack up.
Got
that's
DJ
my
Moore
new strategy, picking up every week a player that's playing against the Falcons on the wide receiver side of things.
Rob Hayes, do you have any predictions for the rest of the season, and where can we find you if we want to follow your Bulldogs and Raiders journey the rest of the year?
The NFL East gonna come down to the wire. I hate to say it, but it's true every year. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all 8-0 now, but if y'all don't drop one soon, y'all in a world of trouble. Okay, y'all gotta worry about them fools in New York. Y'all gotta worry about them crazy people in Texas. You know what I'm saying? And Jamel's folks, they might do something silly too. So, you know, it's going to come down to the wire. That's my big prediction. If you want to find me a more astute analysis of NFL football, you know what I'm saying, and celebration and gloating in college football, I'm at Rob Hayes on everything now. I finally got at Rob Hayes on Twitter, R-O-B-H-A-Z-E. Shout out to the old Rob Hayes. He a real one. He just gave it up. And so, yeah.
Rob, thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me, man. This has been so much fun. I love you guys and what y'all are doing, you know, for the football community. You know what I mean?
Guys, today's episode of Sorry We Love Football is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. All you got to do is go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @sportsdrink, spelled like sports drink but without the vowels. All we ask is you close the door behind you. We're not trying to let that funk out. Guys, we're on the Sports Drink Network, the platform. Andrew Stevens, shout him out. Yo. Nice. Go give other shows on Sports Drink a chance. You won't regret it. Yo. Week 10. We're at week 10. Double digit weeks. We're past midway point. Danny won week 9 picks.
Yes, I did.
He had some bullshit in there.
Dude, bullshit. You won by one game. One game.
The Bucks pick. The Bucks pick is what I'm counting as frustrating.
Horse manure. Oh. That was horse manure.
I mean, you're not even going to say that's offset by the brilliant Lions pick that I made.
The Lions pick was good. But the fact, I mean, the Chargers pick,
oh,
poop in the pants.
When you got the Chargers and the Falcons, you know it's going to be a shitty 17-17 game every year. It's going to come down to a final field goal, and it's always the Chargers between those two because the Falcons are a little falconier than the Chargers are chargery.
Yeah, no, you were right. You were right. One game, whatever. You picked up one game.
Hell yeah.
We're still alive. Danny is sitting at 80, 55-1. I'm at 75, 60-1. Jamel, 72, 63-1. We're only halfway. There's a lot,
a lot of going football through playoffs. Left.
You need a football big week. Left. Big week, you know, from you guys, or you're out.
I already had a big week. I'll get another
big week coming.
Let's see it.
I already had a big week.
Put the Danny, nuts are on you the table.
Let's analyze this. Are you a gut picker? Do you pick with your gut, or are you analyzing this shit from every which way coming into the show?
I don't look at the picks right before we tape. I don't know what the next week's games are most of the time, unless it's the Chiefs. I look at the game for the first time once we bring it up. And then it just hits me that, like, you know, the fucking beautiful mind numbers start flying by and I'm like, you know what? Panthers.
Okay. So bye week teams, Ravens, Bengals, Patriots, Jets, all AFC teams. So only going to miss out on two full games, but we got four teams on bye.
Zach Wilson, check Zach Wilson at your local dockside bar somewhere where boats are nearby.
He's
on his cougar shit, getting
he's
cougaristic.
Right, yeah. Okay. What happens in this scenario? Zach Wilson walks into a bar. Danny Dimes is already sitting at that bar. Who is more popular? I say Zach Wilson right different. Now.
I think because Zach is looking for the 40 and up joints.
Yeah.
I agree.
They don't even
competing.
Intersect. They're never going to be on the same bar.
Danny Dimes is getting the New York dads coming up to him, patting him on the back, wanting to buy him a shot. Zach Wilson is snuck in the back with their wives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's fucking them against the tampon machine.
Yeah, dog. Like that.
Which they don't even need anymore. Because they've already hit menopause. That's how.
Oh
he likes
my
him.
Goodness! That's well, how he likes them.
I'm on a sexual tip today. I think.
No, it's a horny show. It's going there.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Thursday night football. A rematch of a game we just saw that pissed Danny off to no end. Falcons at Panthers. Obviously, this was the DJ Moore game. Danny, who do you like?
You know what, my gut says Panthers. I'm going to go Falcons. Here's why. I would have been all the way in on a Panthers upset in this game. It's at home. They brought him to the wire, basically outplayed him in the last game. Falcons coming off a stupid loss at home, might be demoralized. A lot of factors going in the Panthers' favor. And then watching the game, I saw the Panthers bring in fucking Baker Mayfield. And it was over. I don't want to, if that guy appears at all in the game and it's a 50-50, whether or not he will, it's over. It's over. The whiff of him, the mere whiff of his loser cologne will cause a team to go belly up. So give me the Falcons.
I saw a lot of people giving him credit, but it was like, you know, the game was like 42-0 at that point. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he looked great.
I don't want to have to not trust PJ Walker. I was having a great time with that guy. I got DJ Moore on my fantasy team. He's throwing bombs. He's having good old fashioned AAF fun out there. And then he just gets completely shut down. So I don't know what to think.
Thursday game is nothing but hijinks. And yeah, so I'm going with the Falcons.
I'm going to go just throw me a curveball here. Panthers, as you said, they basically played to a stalemate the last game. But I don't know. It's Thursday night. It's wonky. The NFC South sucks. Of course, this would pave the way for stupid Brady to be back in sole possession of first place. Speaking of, Sunday morning, early, 6:30 a.m. on the West Coast in Germany. Seahawks at Bucks. The Bucks really needed that win, or else they're going to be walking around Germany pissed. So they have a little bit of wind in their sails. Because, you know, you have to do all of this, the media sessions. Like, once you're in the other country, they're going to trot you out to stand in front of, you know, the German headquarters. Like, what do they go to the Holocaust Museum together? What do they do?
Definitely. Tom Brady should not be anywhere near the Holocaust Museum voting for Trump. But there's some landmarks there, I'm sure. The wall came down. So, I don't know. Maybe there's like a really good wiener stand that everybody's going to do their presser in front of. It's bad juju, though, for anybody going over there. I don't like the dark cloud that's over the entire situation of playing in Germany. And you know who likes playing under a dark cloud? Who's used to it? The Seattle Seahawks.
Whoa. You're picking them?
Oh, yeah. Picking them. You thought the Bucks looked good? If the no. Bucks might make the playoffs without having played one good game all season long. So either their defense falls apart or their offense is dog shit. Either way, they can't get it together. And they barely beat the Rams. And the Seahawks are legit good.
I'm picking the Bucks. This is Tom Brady's eat, pray, love moment. It's an overseas game, which means nothing but horseshit will take place. The Seahawks are the better team, but I'm going with the Buckles here.
I'm also going with the Seahawks to keep pace with Danny. That's not the only reason. I think they're better. These flights are, this is a long ass flight. Tom Brady, I don't think his body's going to hold up very well here. I don't think he's going to like being in Munich time. So give me the Seahawks.
Are the Seahawks flying from Seattle to Munich and the Bucks flying from Tampa? You know, we got to look that up because the last week's games were, let's see, this is an easy look up right here.
Bucks are flying from Tampa Bay. Seahawks were in
Arizona. There it is. So that's an extra 4.5 hours tacked on your flight. I should know. I just flew to Italy. It was sucky. Now I did have COVID coming back, so that was even worse. But it is a long flight coming from the West Coast of America.
Yeah, they have nice seats. They're all basically first class chartered, pampered seats, but it's still not easy to just sit there for fucking 13 hours or however long.
It's the only reason why I might think about the Bucks, but it's Seahawks.
Okay. Vikings at Bills. Josh Allen might be hurt. We don't know if he's going to play in this game. We have Minnesota at 7-1, but they do get to play the NFC North, and the NFC North is 8-18.
Trash.
So they play in a trash division. Kirk Cousins, that Commanders game was so frustrating. Commanders really should have won that thing, or at least had a chance to go down and score, but they commit some dumb penalty at the end and let the Vikings bleed out the clock.
Well, here's the truth of the matter is he played well enough to beat us. That one pick at the end of the first half didn't matter. He got the drive. And I honestly believe, deep down in my heart, if the Commanders got the ball back, Heinicke would have thrown another pick. I know he was going to throw another pick. I can feel it in my vast deference.
Well, this is a tough one because, again, like we said, Josh Allen, he has some elbow issue going on. This is a great game on paper, but would you take the Bills if, you know, they have a backup quarterback in?
The answer to that, and watch me as I remove my testicles from my zipper and place them gingerly upon the table in front of both of you gentlemen. The answer is no. If he's not 100%, I don't think he can beat the Vikings. I think the Vikings are a good team. They win every week. Somehow Kirk Cousins gets to sit on that plane and have every player walk up to him, put their chains around his neck as a show of respect, much like in the film A Beautiful Mind. If you've ever seen the end of that with the pens on the table, it's working out perfectly. I'm picking the Vikings. There it is.
Case Keenum is the backup for the Bills. So if it's not Josh Allen, it's Case Keenum, which then puts into play a Case Keenum revenge game. The Vikings gave up on him for Kirk Cousins. So it'd be Cousins Keenum, which is something I'm here for. I'm picking the Bills. It's in Buffalo. This is what you should, if you're the Super Bowl favorite like the Bills are, or everybody thinks they are, you can still win without your starting quarterback.
That's true. The Chiefs
do it.
Chiefs during the Super Bowl year had Matt Moore in for two games.
Exactly. You have to find ways to win. So if you're actually this good, give me the Bills.
Yeah. This is one of those, like, this is kind of a college football BCS style, like, quality of conference game where it's like, I'm picking the Bills just off the fact that I think everyone in the AFC is better than everyone in the NFC.
But the hubris in Buffalo, the fact that it's in Buffalo, they're going to trot Josh out there. They're going to make him do some things. Mm-hmm. He's already throwing picks, and now he's got a funny bone injury. That shit hurts.
But it's in Buffalo at the time when it's Buffalo time. If the weather's fucked up, what, Josh Allen's going to run for fucking 20 carries and get 103 yards, and they just won't even try to fucking throw the ball and still win?
Can only work for so long.
I'm taking the Williams.
Bills here as well. Danny with the nuts. Vikings pick.
Big nuts.
Next game, Lions at Bears. Should we do the Justin Fields segment and just talk about how funny he is and that he's the best quarterback of the 2021 draft class and that he just set the single game rushing record for a quarterback or that he's going to run for over 1,000 yards this season? And he has no weapons. Like, truly, he has nobody to throw the ball to. Cole Kmet. Mooney's the best player they have. It's insane.
Well, Cole Kmet is coming around. He's actually had three good weeks in a row.
Because of Justin Fields.
But I'm saying, though. And every week, his projected fantasy points go down. And he keeps, like, it's very funny.
Yeah, I think the problem here is that the Lions defense is hilariously bad. The only time they've ever shown up is to make Aaron Rodgers' nightmare season a little bit worse, which thank God for you, Dan Campbell, just finally ending the whiskey and feed up portion of Aaron Rodgers' career. Now he's too ashamed to even hang with McAfee on air.
Yeah. I don't think he does it anymore.
He doesn't. He's got to keep it quiet after how shitty he's playing. But most of the time, the Lions are letting everybody run roughshod on them. That's the only reason why I'm picking the Bears. I don't think they're a long-term thing. Every once in a while, a really great running quarterback premieres, blows it up for 3 weeks. Then the defensive coordinators figure out, you just use the contain, single high contain thing on Madden play. And it always works.
But I think that's part of the excitement of Justin Fields is I don't think he was drafted to be a running quarterback. Like, obviously he's capable of doing it, but I don't think that was the way they designed the offense or the way that they want to play. So he's just making shit happen because there's nothing else to do.
Because
so,
the team is bad.
I mean, he's got guys dropping wide open shit.
Yeah.
He's for Dubs. That happens all the time to him. It happened against the Commanders. It happened last week.
And I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. I'm just saying, you know, the team's not going to hold up with these.
Yeah, I'm saying we don't know. I'm saying we don't know. Like, I don't know what he looks like if he has A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert instead of Cole Kmet and Mooney. Maybe he's awesome.
He gets one more week. This is it.
Yeah, I'm picking the Bears as well.
Yeah, Bears.
Is that a bear noise?
That's bear sound.
Okay, Jags. That's how bears at Chiefs. Jags at Chiefs. Doug Peterson, Andy Reid clash. Two former friends, two former co-workers, two titans of their own industry now clashing atop the NFL. Sorry, the Jags are bad, obviously, but give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Chiefs. This is almost a one-sentence game, but I won't be that gracious. I got to talk about it because Andy Reid, in addition to owning so many other teams for so many other reasons, he owns teams that are coached by one of his former mentees. When he's the mentor, he just knows how to destroy the person he's mentoring. I mean, just look at Britt Reid. So give me the Kansas City Chiefs and a humiliated Doug Peterson.
It's going to be an interesting one.
I'm calling the 40 burger on this. Let's
go.
And if you guys want to hang 41. With me, you better try to think about that too.
Man, please. I'm picking the Chiefs regular.
I'm picking the regular Chiefs as well. They will win this game 39-3. Just to make Danny mad.
That would hurt.
Browns at Dolphins. We're getting pretty close to Deshaun Watson time, aren't we? We're like right there.
He can practice in a week. In one week,
I think he's practicing soon, and then he will be gracing our screens before you know it. But before then, we have to watch Brisket take on Tuanon. Give me the Dolphins.
Fins, please.
Yeah, I will also take the Fins. It's a damn shame that the Dolphins get this kind of schedule, because I mean they're definitely making the playoffs. They are probably the team I'm most scared of right now.
Yeah, you don't want the Tyreek like storylines coming into the playoff game and him just say, I've been waiting for this game like all season long. Like, even though I think you guys would win, you just don't want that shit.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Texans at Giants. Giants coming off a bye week. Texans coming off a Thursday night game. Extra rest for Davis Mills. He's spicy.
Giants, whatever.
Yeah, this is fun. It's another week where I'm going to get to say Daniel J. Dimes.
Hey, you know what, though? The Texans look good in the all red. I like those all red unis. The shiny red helmet, it reminded me of some Power Rangers. I liked it.
I'm going to pick the Texans in this game.
Wow.
That's nice.
I know the Giants coming off a bye, you'd think, okay, this is cake. And it is cake. But the Texans do that conservative style bullshit where they have no weapons, where they'll just keep it close. You just need Daniel Dimes to make one mistake and it's right there.
Can't you learn this NFC East?
You gotta let it go, man.
Destroying you.
Dan, you came on the show last week and told us that the NFC East was the best division in football history.
They are, record-wise. That's true.
What is your problem?
My problem is I don't think Daniel Dimes can sustain.
Oh, my God.
Hardigan, that's my problem.
I'm not trying to. Don't change your mind, Dan. Don't change your mind.
No, it's set. He said it. And one day you're going to walk into your apartment and we're all going to be sitting there, us and Kim and Kip and all the people you love. And we're going to sit down and have a frank talk with you.
It's under control. I can handle this. I know what I'm doing. Saints at Steelers.
One sentence.
Half a sentence. Steelers.
Oh.
Saints?
Oh, Saints.
Right?
Right.
I'm sorry, everybody. That is one. That's the worst game of the season so far, I believe.
Time to bring Jameis back, but they won't, and they're going to lose.
I have the Saints as well as Danny. Broncos at Titans. Russ coming off his bye week. He's going to be refreshed. He's going to be spry. Broncos country, let's ride.
No way. Did you Broncos. See those Titans?
Broncos.
Over the Titans?
Titans have a rookie quarterback right now.
He's not.
This is the time to pick against them.
Tannehill's come back. He made the flight this time. He made the flight to Kansas City. He did a little bit of warm up. He wasn't on his leg or anything. He wasn't running around, but he's getting there. And Jeffrey Simmons is just gonna eat Russell. He's so mad after losing this last game.
You didn't listen to Bory last week? The Broncos are winning out. This is where it starts.
I'm glad you believe that.
I believe in the Tennessee defense in a lot of ways. Unless they're playing, you know, football Jesus, I think Kevin Byard and them guys are going to have a field day.
Yeah, Titans. Let's see how close to the Lord Russ really is.
Getting into the afternoon games. One sentence game. The Sorry, Jeff Rob. Saturday Colts march into Las Vegas to take on the Raiders.
Unbelievable. I mean, can Saturday does not belong on Sunday. That's for sure.
Hey.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
That's pretty good.
Give me the Raiders, obviously.
Yeah, I don't even want to pick the Raiders, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's Raiders. Cowboys at Packers.
Colts defense is really good, but still. Continue.
Cowboys at Packers.
The game, the greatest tradition in football history. Yo, Fox was really on their dick over this one.
They thought they had us. They still have me because this is must-watch football, to be honest. Because I find myself in the unenviable position of rooting for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Disgusting. But I'm going to have to do it.
He's going to be with Micah Parsons and the Cowboys defense all around, honestly, being really good. The offense doesn't even need to do anything. They just lost to the Lions. It's like waking up from a nightmare and somebody's got a knife to your throat. That's what Aaron Rodgers is going into.
What's that show where the guy like wakes up the kid with the gun? It goes around on online every now and then.
I don't know.
I think it's from Power.
Let's look it up.
He's just like, wake up.
Oh, well, yeah. Sleepy time is over, motherfucker. Wake up. He's got the gun on him. He pulls a gun on his son.
That's Aaron Rodgers waking up to Micah Parsons this week. with that said, Danny, I'm only giving you more fuel for this intervention you're going to have with me because I'm picking the Packers.
You're wildin'. This Cowboys.
Truly disgusting. Definitely the Cowboys, yes.
Come on, man. If you want, look, like I said, Danny, I'm fine with them doing this shit because if it's just a two-way race
Absolutely.
For this gift card,
Let's
I
go.
Like it.
It's the Packers' last stand. I mean, the division, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to win this game.
This is the
Which
new
I don't know
world
if they want
of football.
To.
Aaron Rodgers is out, okay?
Yeah, it's fair. It does appear that way. I'm going to give him one last ride. Cardinals at Rams. One sentence game. I hate this game. Hate these teams.
Yeah. The Cardinals have let me down.
God.
At every
this is
pass.
Rams. This is Rams.
It's tough. I think.
Yeah, I'm going to ram it.
You take it. Because I needed an extra second anyway. You know what? Just to not lose one on you guys, let's go Rams.
Yeah.
They're at home. They keep blowing games. The Cardinals suck dick.
Yeah. It's all just, stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems like the Rams are going to bumble into a victory finally.
Sunday night. Danny, who you think Collinsworth is going to suck off in this one? Chargers at Niners.
Well, I think he's got his mouth firmly. He is putting on his lipstick, his lip gloss, to put his mouth around Christian McCaffrey's pleasant hog. So it's going to be a Niners game. It's going to be a Niners run fest. They don't want to give it to Jimmy G with Khalil Mack rushing for him. They just hand it off to Christian McCaffrey in crazy ways. Dump it off to him. The Chargers run defense sucks. This is a no-brainer. A Niners.
Yeah, I got to go with them Ninos. I know it's... I haven't said bolts for butts in a while, but I can't. I can't allow it.
Yeah, there's a lot of dark horse talk around this Niners team, and people are like, oh, they're coming. This Niners team, once they get healthy on defense, they're going to be a problem. And I don't have any reason to doubt that, but they still have Jimmy G as their quarterback, so I can't fully get on board there. I'm picking the Niners in this one. So let's see if they actually can pull that off. Monday Night Football, Salamanders at Eagles. Apparently we're supposed to lose this game for the good of mankind. It's not happening. Give me the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I need the Commandos to go ahead and lose so we can see some Sam Howell. Let's just see what he's got. I mean, Taylor Heineke, what the fuck, man? I'm over it. Been over it. Been over it for a while now.
It's crazy. I know we always bring this up. He ran for a touchdown against the Bucks in a playoff game, and then that bought him like 2 years.
Like, come on, son. That's fine. Cool. You were a great backup. You're not the guy. He made the right decision when he threw the pick, but he threw the pick.
Is Wentz done? Are we ever seeing Wentz play in the NFL again? This should have been Wentz coming to Philly, but he ducked the shit. Just like he ducked fucking playing against the Colts. I know.
He hurt one of his labia.
The only reason they did this Monday night game is they thought this was Wentz at Eagles, and they should have known better.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are going to win. And, yeah, you know, you're going to have to face the fear of not having lost yet.
I just need it to be a regular loss. I don't want to turn it on and AJ Brown is doing like reenacting a scene from Mighty Ducks after his third touchdown. Just a regular 14-point victory would be fine with me.
If the Eagles do a flying V, we'll give Jamel an extra point for calling that out. Like, as a celebration. You've been doing a lot of team celebrations in the
end. You know it's on the table. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's that's when winning too much puts you in trouble, by the way, is when you start doing these group celebrations. I just want to say it's a sign of hubris.
I mean, what do you want them to do? Would you rather them just solemnly walk back to the locker, to the bench?
No, they all hand the ball to the ref together.
That's
everyone puts their hands on it.
Or serve do fun. Like a do like a group like a tea party around the ref, or do like a like a, you know, something very proper.
More celebrations where you surround the ref.
Yeah, scare the ref.
I do like that. Next. We're at the point of the season where the only problem with the Eagles is what celebration should we do?
The only problem is we have to talk about them too much. I think
we've done a pretty good job of not getting too deep into them, even though they're clearly the best team in football. Okay, mailbag. Let's get into this week's mailbag.
You've got mail.
Mail pours in from every which direction into Sorry We Love Football headquarters every single week, and we grab three lucky envelopes and or packages to read on air, which we'll do right now. Jamel, let's start with you this week. You got a letter?
Hey, I do. Yeah, got a letter. It comes from Fussen, Germany. Hello, my name is Alice Fartfit Nugan. I would like to invite Tom Brady to my farmhouse for schnitzel and many sexual encounters. Thomas, I heard the game was in Munich this coming weekend, and my body began to ache for your sharp penis. Please come have sex with me several times and then eat my famous Black Forest cake. Chocolate cakes. I got cakes for you, Thomas. Please come be with me. Leave football behind and stay on the the Bavarian countryside. I have a job for you here in many wool sweaters. Please consider this. My name is Alice Fartfinnuker. Good day to you all.
This is too realistic. I could easily, you know, I'm playing out the beginning of Inglourious Basterds in my head right now. Brady is the Nazi coming to inspect the farmhouse and there are people hidden beneath the floorboards. And I don't know what Brady's looking for, but maybe the fairest maiden in all the land. I can't tell.
He's got to find a new wife.
He does. What better than the Bavarian countryside? Why not start there?
They out there.
God, Tom Brady in Germany is a problem. Danny, do you have a letter?
I do. And you know what's funny is I guess I must have grabbed it from the bottom of the Germany bag. Because I have another letter that's postmarked from there. Guten Tag. Love the show. This is Olaf Scholz, Chancellor of Germany. And I'm writing to your program to tell you how happy we are to finally have NFL football here in Germany. To think, just a few decades ago, we had Hitler. But now, we've gone from concentration camps to training camps. From D-Day to defense. From Kristallnacht to Chris Berman. From SS to PFF. From Auschwitz to hard hits. From Third Reich to Frank Reich. From 6 million Jews to 60 million views on all streaming platforms. No disrespect to your Geno Smith, but Germany is the comeback story of the year. Sieg Heil! I mean, let's fucking go! Signed, Olaf Scholz, German Chancellor.
You know, first ever NFL game in Germany. Very exciting times. I'm sure Germany is swelling with national pride right now in all the good ways, I hope.
God damn it, man. I knew this bag of mail was from Germany. It came in a fucking wicker basket with little mustards and shit. I should have known this was German mail.
If I'm the German chancellor, I'm creating the biggest overture, the most grand gesture you can possibly give to one Tom Brady to convince him to stay and rule the land and become like king of Germany. I know he's not, I don't know what his background is, what Tom's descent, where he descends from, sick. But
and then it'd he be starts sick dressed, if he just starts dressing like Lars from Tekken.
Yes.
With a big like cape with the lion.
Yeah.
On his shit. Yeah, it'd be hard.
It could happen. And then he just owns whatever the NFL Germany team is.
Yeah.
Just rules the land. Okay. I got a letter here. Let me open this thing up real quick. It's not from Germany. Looks like it's, I don't know where it's from. It says, hey, it's me, the guy in your fantasy league who starts Taysom Hill at tight end. That's right. I'm everywhere. And I'm a fucking saboteur. I could lose every single game or I could put up 200 points on your ass. There's really no telling what's going to happen on any given week. I don't know if he's going to get any points. The Saints don't know. Taysom Hill doesn't know. No one knows what this guy is or why he's allowed to play every single fantasy position, but I'm going to fire him up every week and fuck up your league. Suck my ass. Signed, the guy in your fantasy league who starts Taysom Hill at tight end.
I just played against that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
how's he doing?
He lost probably.
He had 1.12 points.
2 weeks ago, he had like 45 points at receiver, which I've seen him eligible for four different positions in different leagues. And
then he gets six carries. I don't understand. I'm over it. Stop letting white guys do whatever. If you start Taysom Hill in your league, you must love being white. Was this man? Was this a white man you were playing, Danny?
He was white.
I bet. I bet he got a cupboard full of mayonnaise.
Oh boy. What is, look, we don't have to spend much time here. What the hell is Taysom Hill? Why do they have him? They pay him a lot of money, and he's
a third string backup quarterback / tight end / wide receiver.
Slash goal line. H-back.
Yeah, H-back.
Specialty guy.
T-wing.
He's also a detective on NCIS New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Danny, final thoughts on the week?
I think I'm going to quit Twitter pretty soon. My alternative to be, I know we got to get the word out on the show. So hopefully if any of you out there follow me for some reason, just transfer all of your goodness to the Sorry We Love Football Twitter account, which I will monitor for all my sports takes and needs. I just can't be on Twitter with all this shit that's going on. Plus the Republicans are probably winning right now and are going to win. And then they're going to try to impeach Biden for farting during the State of the Union or something. It's going to be a mess, and I'm out.
I mean, Danny, you're absolutely right. It's never served us well. It's only crippled me with anxiety, kept me up late at night. I remember I thought World War III was starting because of what happened in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. No, drop the. Twitter sucks.
What I'll say, the times where I enjoyed being on Twitter and was putting up tweets that was getting a lot of likes were also the times where I was depressingly alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All the most
alone. Yeah. I'm at the drawing room at 6 p.m. firing up tweets.
Hey, let me know next time. That's walking distance for me.
Hey, that's real.
Yeah, it's tough because it's like you're walking into the arcade and you have to play Tekken 2 against the guy who only lives at the arcade and plays Tekken 2. So it's not fun because you're wasting your quarters. You get into arguments with people who that's all they do. They just wait around for these. I don't know what their real place in society is, but it's all bad. My final thought of the week is, hey guys, wake up early, set your clocks, watch that Germany game. They need ratings. Let's get this. I want more destination NFL games. Watch the Germany game, and then maybe we'll get a Japan game. Maybe we'll get, a Brazil game.
It'll be like Street Fighter all over the map, or Tekken.
Ooh. Yes.
No, that's actually, I love Street Fighter way better comp. Street Great Fighter. Time for the reference. Love it.
Thailand right behind, like play the game right in front of a giant gold statue of some Thai deity.
Well, I'm sorry I said Tekken.
I'm sorry. My final thought is go Panthers, finish the year 5-5. 4-6 last year, 5-5 this year. Follow the boys at Potomac Panthers FB on Instagram.
Sorry.